By the 4th century, Rome was under attack by barbarian invaders from north of the Italian peninsula. By AD 330, the Emperor Constantine moved his government from Rome to a city almost 1,500 miles to the east called Byzantium. Constantine wanted a city safe from foreign invasion. The emperor renamed the city Constantinople, which means City of Constantine. Roman civilization survived for centuries in Constantine's Eastern Empire, long after the actual city of Rome and the empire's western provinces fell to invaders. Historians refer to the Eastern Roman Empire as the Byzantine Empire. The Byzantine Empire included parts of modern Greece, Serbia, and Turkey. The Byzantine Empire lasted until 1453, when it fell to Turkish warriors. The warriors brought their faith in Islam to Constantinople and converted many of the churches to mosques. Constantinople is now known as Istanbul, Turkey. While the empire continued in the east, the city of Rome was under attack. Illiterate Visigoth warriors overran the Eternal City in AD 410. In AD 476, a Visigoth warrior named Odoacer made himself Emperor of Rome. The city of Rome continued to exist, but the Western Roman Empire dissolved into many small kingdoms. Western Europe fell into a period of war and disease known as the Dark Ages. Then, after about 1,000 years, the region experienced a rebirth known as the Renaissance. The Renaissance was an era of invention and discovery, when art, architecture, and science thrived. The people of the Renaissance referred to the era of the Greeks and the Romans as the Classical Age, a term we still use today. Roman literature, law, and language have been studied and adopted by many cultures. Our form of government, our laws, and our public architecture are all based on Roman models. The Roman Empire is gone, but it is not forgotten.